to the John Covey Podcast, the place to thrive and not just survive. Are you looking for business ideas, sales and marketing advice, or some motivation and courage to chase the life you desire? John Covey is a multi-award winning success coach, helping you close the gap between where you are and where you want to be in the easiest and most enjoyable way. Interested in learning more about working with John? Head over to johncovey.com, where you will find a selection of free tools, content, and information. Okay, let's dive into this episode. Here's your host, John Covey.
Hi everybody, welcome to the John Covey Podcast. This is episode 91, and today I'm going to be speaking about overthinking and how it's a product of underdoing. Now, what I'm going to do to be able to back this up for you and talk about this is show you that the brain is a problem-solving machine. If you give it a problem, it will work tirelessly to try and find a solution. And the better quality the question, the better quality the answer or solution it will present you with. But remember this, the head is not there to make you happy. It's purely there to keep you safe. Only, it's no longer looking for tigers behind trees. Instead, it's looking at every other kind of threat in the modern world. Now, to put that into some kind of context for you, the amount of information that we process on a daily basis is now insane. During just our leisure time, and this is not including your work time, each of us processes approximately 34 gigabytes, or in other words, 100,000 words every single day. That is equivalent to 175 newspapers every day. Now, from all this data, the brain is looking for danger, and it's trying to find a solution to keep you safe. Now, here's where the real danger begins to flip in. When you're bored, when you've got nothing to do, when your diary is empty, the brain is still looking. It's still searching for problems to find. And if it can't find any, guess what it's going to do? It's going to create them. Now, overthinking is linked to underdoing. Now, this is when you have that spare time. Do you know, we just said the head flips in and starts to take over, looking for problems and creating them if it can't find any. When you go into that headspace, you're going to struggle. You'll have, just issues appearing all the time. So whenever you get in the head, you're going to struggle. Your head's not going to let you enjoy the moment because it's looking for danger. It's analysing everything. If you're going to, if you're going to sit down to a romantic meal, the head will question the calories, the fat content. Is this going to go to my belly or my hips? You need to control the head, because while it's there to protect you, when you get in your head, you're dead. Learn to think with your heart. Follow your heart. Now, let me expand on that slightly, because research has shown that the first recognizable traces of the heart are present by day 18 of your conception. Now, the first traces of the brain don't show up until late into the fourth week. So the first functioning organ in a developing embryo is the heart. So when you lead from your heart, you lead from your true source. The heart, it's got its own nervous system. And because of this, you could live without a brain. You know, we see this before machines, but you couldn't live without a heart. So the clues are there. You just got to learn to listen to your heart. It's your life force. It's your source. It's your gift. Accept it. And once you start to do that, you can begin to start changing the habit of a lifetime to really get the things that you really do desire. And most people find it easier to tell you what it is that they don't want than it is to say what they do want. They say that, I don't want it in that color, or I don't want that size, I don't want him or her, and it can't look like this or that, etc. But the reason being is that everyone simply is just running around on autopilot and not really thinking for themselves. They repeat, what they've heard or what they've read, and they never really think about that information. So just think about that next time you're in a conversation. Is this really you speaking, or is it just a rehashed version of something else? We really need to start to learn to spend more time being present, looking at the here and now, and not just the past or the unknown. At any given moment, you want to find out what you truly want. And so these series of questions I find tend to work. So if you ask yourself the following questions, clearly outline number one, what it is that you want. The subconscious thrives on detail. And so the more detail, the better. And this will help you to stop just overthinking and actually start you to move forward with this and take some action towards it. Number two, find out what it is that's stopping you from getting what you want. This really gets you to think, and it's quite challenging, but you've got to think about what is it that's stopping you from getting the things that you want. Number three, find ways to change the old way of thinking. You know, if you always go left, think right. You know, change that habit and start to create a new one. And number four, repeat that new way of thinking. Doing something different once won't make a difference. You've got to make that new habit a routine by repeating it over and over again. Look, the truth is, if you're not getting the results that you want, then something needs to change. And for things to change, you must change. This could be, you know, changing the time that you go to bed, the food that you eat, the things that you do. Only you know what this is. And deep down inside, you know what you need to do to change it. So listen to your heart. Get out of your head and follow your heart. Once you get clarity over what you want, you can begin to really start to move towards it. The greater the clarity, the better the execution. And with this approach, the results you achieve are better too. And this improves your belief towards the tasks at hand. Again, helping you to stop overthinking and start doing. You know, I think you probably know this already, but when you feel satisfied with the results that you get, you feel great. And when you feel dissatisfied with the results you got, you feel doubt. So getting really clear about what it is that you want, you know, find out what's stopping you from achieving it. Then spend every day conditioning that new habit until you have it. And if it doesn't show up right away, remember, it takes 9 months for a baby to grow. It takes 5 years for a bamboo tree to show any kind of results. So you've got, and this is the danger for yourself, is that you've got no idea how long your desires will take to manifest. But stay committed to them and they will start to materialize. Now, the next thing that you want to do is start to beat that procrastination habit, you know, the way, the things that's getting in the way. And you probably heard yourself say this many times, I'll do it later. Come on, be honest, how often have you heard yourself repeat that phrase? You know the name for it? Again, procrastination. But why do you put things off? What is it that's stopping you? Do you know, like, why is it that you're putting it off? The things you, like, want the most, or the things that you should do, like, that's the burning question right here, isn't it? And like most things we encounter in life, unless you know the cause that's stopping you from doing it, it's pretty hard to prescribe a cure. So any untreated symptoms, they just tend to get worse. So again, ask yourself a series of questions. Ask yourself this question. Do you find the more you start to put things off, the more you start to put things off? I can guarantee you probably do. And unless you deal with the cause of that procrastination, it will begin to grow and it will start to take shape and it will form that new habit. So let's look at some of the possible reasons why procrastination is present right now for you. And this is, again, linking directly to you overthinking everything. So the first thing is important tasks. Some tasks are, you know, they're just pretty important. So you avoid starting on them just in case you mess things up. You procrastinate to avoid failing or doing something that might not work as planned. And this often leads to demotivation to even get started. And, you know you should, but you just seem to struggle to find the focus required to get your head down and see the task through. Now, to combat this issue, try scheduling protected time to complete that task. If you go to your calendar, your diary, or however you plan your day, and put that time in and protect it. And if you find that you're more motivated to do the uncomfortable or tedious task first thing in the morning, then protect this time and use something like the Pomodoro technique. I'll put a link to a previous blog that I've written about the Pomodoro technique as well, but this helps to gain maximum productivity. Alternatively, if a task can be completed in under 60 seconds or 2 minutes, then just get it done there and then do it straight away. The second thing that you can do is start to, you know, by increasing your workload. And what I mean by that is maybe your workload is a little overwhelming and new tasks keep getting added to your to-do list and you don't know where to start, so it's easier not to get started at all. And I'm sure most can actually relate to this. We're swimming in data, collections, you know, points are coming into us. As we've just said, there's 100,000 words a day, 175 newspapers, emails, calls, text messages, social media. The list continues to grow and we start to cherry pick the things that we prefer to do, although we know we should be doing something else. A great hack to master this ever-growing and overwhelming to-do list is to use the Eisenhower Matrix. And again, this is, you Google this and you'll find that there's it's a cross-section of boxes where you can determine what you should and shouldn't be doing first. Now, much of the time we find ourselves carrying out tasks that should be just deleted, you know, or certainly delegated, but they're the easier things to do, so we just do it ourselves. And then we complain that we don't have time to get everything else done. You know, delegation can be difficult at first, but the art of delegation will assist you massively going forward. So, do you know, I choose to start and challenge that now rather, you know, I'd really challenge that and start to get good at it. Try applying these two techniques I've just mentioned here to your working day and see how fast you begin to illuminate that habit, you know, and get rid of that procrastination. Now, to do all this, you're basically looking at ways that you're going to catapult your life, your career and your business just by becoming more self-aware. And that's what we're really talking about right here, is having a very clear understanding of yourself. And by doing that, it will serve you well, not only in your business, but in your whole life. I often say the better I understand myself, the better I understand everybody else. So learn to identify your personality, your weaknesses as well as your strengths, the values that you hold most dear and what it is that motivates you. Now, self-awareness is important because when we have a clear and concise understanding of ourselves, we are capable of experiencing the very thing that makes us unique and helps us to, you know, let your true light really shine through. So when you begin to master your awareness, you can spot new opportunities with ease, you can better predict the outcomes of events, and you can communicate at a much better level as well. To give you an example, have you ever been in a car accident and notice that everything slowed down like it was almost in slow motion? Now, this is often known as a heightened awareness. Through practice, you can actually develop this state of heightened awareness and control situations around you better. You know, you can control your anger, your thoughts, your response to situations, your attitude. By having better control over you can really help you to be a better version of you and help you with everything else that you do as well. So here's a few ways that you can be made more empowered and more self-aware. So number one, listen more. Don't just hear what someone is saying, actually listen to them. Don't wait with anticipation of speaking. Actually listen to what is being said rather than hearing it and then just waiting to say your thing at the end. The second thing is meditation. It's been around, it's quite popular, it's been popular for a while now, but I talk about it quite a lot, but calming the mind puts you in a much more mindful state. It's remarkable what you can achieve when you have clarity of the mind. Number three, eat better. It's amazing what a difference food can do. Healthy food generally makes you feel healthier. Research actually says that eating oranges and pineapples are natural mood boosters and even show signs of reducing depression. Food it's just remarkable. Number four, be more aware of your surroundings. You know, really stop and look at what's happening around you. Each time you look, you will find something new that you didn't notice the first time. So just be more mindful of what's going on around you. Try it out. You know, learning more about you will assist you on your way to being better, to understanding others, to getting more things done, and ultimately to stop overthinking and procrastinating about things, especially if you want to move forward with a business idea or a career or your life. So all these articles that I've just, well, the one that I referenced earlier on is the Pomodoro Technique. I will put a link in there. I've got a tool on my website, which is also called a Wheel of Life, which is a template that you can download. And that can help you to really kind of build some balance into your life as well. So I'll also put a link to the Wheel of Life that you can also download as well. But for now, that is the end of this series. Guys, if you know anybody that will see or get benefit from this, please just share it to them, tag them in it whenever you're listening or watching this, or whatever it is, however this is coming to you right now. Do share this on and pass it on. And other than that, guys, I want you to have an absolutely amazing time. Put this stuff into practice, go out there and make it work, and we'll speak to you on the next podcast. Until then, goodbye.